If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen up, candy lickers. We know you love wrestling from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. You remember when you would scrounge up that $49.99 and get the pay-per-view or beg your parents to order that month's big event? You had to see Hogan and Macho, and you had to see Flair and Vader. You had to see Buff Bagwell, but you still ordered it. Well, now you can relive all the fun times from that era with Saved by the Pod. Saved by the Pod is the premier podcast surrounded in wrestling and pop culture. From the Police's Sting to WCW's Sting, the Mega Powers to Mega Man, and Star Wars to Starcade. Saved by the Pod takes you back to all the television, music, movies, and random pop culture happenings of your wrestling fandom from the past 40 years. Saved by the Pod is also giving away cash. That's right. Cold, hard cash every month. Plus, listen to find out how you can win two tickets to AEW's All Out in September. Tickets and cash. No other podcast is doing that. Join host Pauly B along with Timmy C for a fun and random pop culture trip down memory lane and everyone's favorite, including mine, Efren, for an alternative look at pay-per-views from the past. It's time to relive your youth. It's time to relive your love of old school wrestling. It's time to be saved by the pod. Find them on Twitter at SavedBTPod or online at SavedByThePod.com. Available anywhere you listen to Cassio's Cut, so be sure you download it today and tell them Cassio sent you. What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? You're listening to another edition of Cassio's Cut. Yeah. What's that? Why are you laughing at me already? Huh? What? My lovely wife, Big Booty Judy, is here with me.
Hey. Sorry, it's been a while. I forgot how to do this.
Every now and then, look in the camera and not look at yourself. You do that every time. You just stare at yourself the whole time. But we got a very special episode. We are doing a Ask Anything episode. We took your questions on social media. And before we get to them, while I do my housekeeping, Judy, we had our P.O. Box episode last week. Don't mind the weird, really loud smell in here. But we did get a book called... Read it.
Rollin'.
Yeah. A naughty drawing game. And we got that sent to us. And I drew one on Bigfoot last episode. So while I do my housekeeping, you get to work on that. You can pick any. There's different. There's robots and snowmen and hats and hamburgers. You draw a dick on it, whatever you pick out, while I do our social media plugs. Be sure to follow us on social media at the Rocket 9. That's the radio station. At the Rocket 951 is the radio station I work with. You can follow us there. But, of course, the show account here for the podcast is at Cassio's Cut, C-A-S-I-O-S-C-U-T. Add us there. My personal account, at the Cassio Kid. Big Booty Judy, what's your Twitter account?
I think it's Notorious DBJ.
She's not for sure. All right, keep drawing your pain. All right, she's drawing that. Be sure to follow us on social media. Cassio, CassiosCut.com is where you can get all the episodes. You can listen to all the previous ones and interact with us there. And, of course, CassiosCuts.com with an S is where you can get your merchandise. Merchandise headquarters is at CassiosCuts.com, where not only did we just release hats, we just released sleeveless T-shirts. Sun's out, guns out here for the summer. So we have released the sleeveless shirts, and I think we got a couple cool other summer items we are working on. And as always, If you want something in particular, you want to wear it, you think, hey, I need this kind of shirt, I need this kind of merchandise, I'd love to slap a logo on it, we'll slap a logo on it for you. So get in touch with me and tell me what you want to see on it. We're working on some new designs as we speak with the great Doug Holliday. So we got a lot going on. CassiosCuts.com is where you find all the merchandise as well. And of course, if you're listening to this, it is broadcast on YouTube as well. Just search Cassio's Cut. Be sure to subscribe while you're over there. The reason people tell you to subscribe is when you get to certain different levels of subscribers, you can do different things for you guys and gals, the candy lickers there that are watching. So go to YouTube. Please subscribe for us. That's one of the small things you can do to help this show grow, is go to YouTube, like, and subscribe, and enjoy it with us. So today, we are at the home. It is Ask Anything. We'll go over your questions. In the meantime, you've been drawing... a dick on the Draw a Dick book, and you picked a chicken, and you... What is that?
It's a dick.
That is?
Yeah, the emoji.
You drew an eggplant.
Yeah.
You did not draw any boys with it.
Oh, no, it's... It's been neutered.
It's been neutered. The chicken's been neutered.
So I did give it a sweet little duck tail.
You drew a mullet. I didn't even see you drew a hairstyle on him. You gave him a mullet.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was last week when we had to do it live on the air, I picked Sasquatch and drew one on him. And
There he is.
So in case everybody missed it, there's Sasquatch. See, he's even got the boys dangling at the bottom.
I think that's a big gap between them.
Yeah, they're long. Sasquatch.
No.
This video on YouTube, my mom commented and said she thought Bigfoots would have been bigger. I don't need those comments by my mom. She's retired and don't give a crap now. So we got that. Speaking of chickens, did you pick chicken because we have chickens now?
Yeah.
So during the quarantine, we've been locked up in the house, and Judy works from home, and she is so cooped up at home that she's now decided we need a freedom garden, victory garden, mm-hmm. which is back in the day, back in the WW2 days.
Yep.
They had those, and you... I mean, it's basically a garden, but she's calling it a freedom garden. So we are free from the restraints of the grocery store.
Right.
Until we need, you know, squirty stuff to go on our water and toilet paper and stuff like that.
Water.
But look, if we ever break down, we are living off of cilantro.
Yep.
Squash.
Yep. Zucchini squash.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Sweet taters.
Yep. Eggplant.
Did you plant eggplant?
You did.
Got eggplant everywhere. We got regular potatoes.
Regular potatoes.
We're seeing how they go.
Peppers.
What else? We got cucumbers?
No cucumbers. I think that's it. Squash. Planted some watermelon.
Oh, did you do the pumpkins yet?
Not yet.
Just watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got stuff growing in the garden. We built it. And if that wasn't enough, we've now started building a chicken coop.
Yep.
And we have that in the works right now, still under construction. But we have the chickens.
Yes, they're next door. They're like right behind us.
They're literally in the room next to us. And we have to keep them and raise them in a box for the first... Well, we got a few more weeks.
Yeah.
A few more weeks.
6 weeks.
So, yes.
2 weeks old.
Memorial Day weekend, we got excited and bored and decided to name the chickens. Which everybody is telling us not to do.
I know.
Because we're going to run through some chickens.
I know.
We already had six. Yeah. We already lost Hen Stefani.
R.I.P.
Hen Stefani. The other five that we have left, we have Victoria Peckham,
mm-hmm.
which is Victoria Beckham, David Beckham's wife, Posh Spice. We have Stevie Chicks, after
That's
Stevie Nicks. We have Dixie Chick.
I can go get. So we'll call her Stevie Chicks now.
Are you gonna go get a chicken?
Yeah, I'll go get. Yeah, you go. I'll go get her.
Oh no, this is gonna be bad. All right, so we got Victoria Peckham, Stevie Chicks, Dixie Chick. Then we have Princess Leia. We lost Hen Stefani. Oh, we have Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera is our other chicken. So we have five chickens that we hopefully will be laying eggs. I've heard a lot of commotion behind me. I don't know if it's picking up on the mic, but she might have fell. But she is went to go get a chicken. Oh, Stevie Chicks is already singing for us. Oh, Stevie Chicks not happy. Huh?
This is Stevie Chicks. She's about. She's
hold it up to
old.
The camera.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
She's how old?
2 weeks old. So she's in that awkward stage. Like, we got some fluff and we got some feathers, but they're going to be big chickens.
How long do chickens live? Do we know?
I think at least 7 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then we eat them?
Probably.
Are we going to eat them?
I don't know.
We're definitely getting eggs. You are an egg freak.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that up. This is YouTube gold. Hold it up to the camera. You keep holding it up to the microphone for some reason.
Yeah. Not that. Little Stevie Chicks. She is a, what do you call it? A buff rock chicken.
Hold her up. There we go. Hold her up. Yeah.
Buff rock chicken, which is basically a Plymouth rock. They're really good layers. Hopefully.
What else? What other kind do we have?
We got four Wyandotte.
Okay.
Yeah, two silver laced and two blue red laced. So we got some fancy ones.
Hold that up for the camera.
Sorry, I keep driving her.
That's Stevie Chicks. All right, if you're watching on our YouTube video, we got Stevie Chicks in the house. So we have chickens. That's now a thing. We have a garden now a thing. We're very close. But if we get this podcast YouTube money coming in, we're going off the grid, folks. Except electricity, because I'll need it to record and do YouTube and videos and audio. So, okay, we're never getting off the grid. But we've got our chickens. We've got our garden. We're living our best life. That's how we roll these days during the quarantine. Now, we went to our social media, at Cassio's Cut on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all Cassio's Cut, and we're going to go to those now, and we're going to read your questions that you want to know. These are driving questions that you want to know from me or my wife, Big Booty Judy.
Look at this drink I made.
Okay, what is it?
It is strawberry lemonade with strawberries.
Turn that around. We're giving a brewery a free plug here.
Sorry.
I'll teach you about advertising. There we go. It's what? Local. Strawberry lemonade?
Yes, with strawberry slices in it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get ready for summer.
Right here.
Okay.
You keep staring at yourself. All right. Adrian Rico on her Facebook says, hey, brother, great show. Seeing as you're from Alabama, what is your opinion of that music group named Alabama? Keep up the good work from Bolivia.
Bolivia, wow.
Keep on chuglin.
Chuglin.
Is that chuglin?
Where is it?
The top
chuglin.
One. Keep on chuglin, says Adrian Rico from Bolivia. I don't know how to chug, but I'll keep on chugging. If I'm already chugging, I'm chugling along.
Is it Chattanooga?
Chuglin?
Chuglin.
The Chattanooga chuglin. What do you think about Alabama?
They're awesome.
Fantastic. We got a bunch of their vinyl right behind us. We've got that Alabama vinyl. Absolutely stellar. Supergroup Alabama, my friends. Absolutely great work. There is no bigger from Alabama. And from what I have heard, great dudes. I've only met one of them briefly. I met Jeff Cook briefly. Super nice guy. Used to own a restaurant in my hometown. Just a great dudes as far as I've heard.
Yeah.
Randy Owen and crew, Teddy and the whole bunch. So in on Alabama. Dustin Anderson, best mashed potatoes besides homemade, Golden Corral, Bob Evans the store-bought, or something else. Thanks, dick book guy.
Okay. Well.
So there you go. Dustin Anderson, who sent us the dick book, wants to know best mashed potatoes.
Well, we recently had this conversation over our vacation. Me and the girls were responsible getting sides. So we got different microwavable potatoes.
You went with Simply Taters.
Simply Taters.
Simply Taters.
And our friend Corey Ryan Forrester.
No games, no gimmicks. Simply Taters.
Simply Taters. They were simply delicious.
They were simply delicious.
We did get Bob Evans. Bob Evans is so good.
But if besides that, because he said besides mashed potatoes, Golden Corral, Bob Evans, store-bought, my favorite is from Kraft Steak in Las Vegas, the Yukon Gold Mashed.
Mm.
Will go down as my favorite mashed.
Ooh, I think that three cheese potatoes at the Palm, is that it?
Those are all gratin.
Oh, really?
They're fantastic.
Oh.
Three cheese potatoes all gratin.
Oh. Well.
I mean, we're just going in the tater realm. It's a whole different project, but if we're just going mashed.
See, I'm not a mashed tater fanatic.
Judy,
you are.
Judy likes the other sides.
Yeah.
Judy's Brussels sprouts.
I do. There,
you dig some Brussels sprouts. I do too.
Amazing Brussels sprouts.
Most of the best sides, if you ask me, will either come from Palm, Kraft Steak, of course, is the Yukon Gold, or my favorite, which is a guaranteed, is Vic and Anthony's in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I know there's a couple other branches of Palm and Vic and Anthony's, I think. There's a couple others. But I've only ate the ones in Las Vegas, and they're my favorite. Travis Frank from
Canada
says, if the real Paul McCartney died in 1966 and replaced by the fake Paul McCartney.
Oh, is that one of them theories?
Then would that make the fake Paul McCartney more real than the real Paul McCartney ever was?
Ooh.
Because he's filled in and did all the songs. What you got? You got your hair? Yeah. It scared the crap out of you. Yeah. I kind of had this discussion.
Yeah.
About Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Ooh.
Because, of course, Ronnie passed away, and now his brother is the lead singer. And for a while, everybody was going, his brother, he's the replacement. But now, it's been so long that he's been the lead singer longer than the original lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make him the singer of the band? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, same with Journey.
They're getting close.
Yeah.
I wonder how long Steve Perry was there, and then the new guy that's there, the Filipino guy that I forget his name, but who sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder how long they've been there. But if Paul McCartney, if we know him as Paul McCartney, and he was replaced in 66, then he's the best. Paul McCartney. He's better than whatever the original was.
Yeah.
Carl Hayes says, ask Casio, hashtag ask Casio, is there something you two were planning this summer that now won't be happening?
Oh, don't remind us.
Concerts postponed left and right for me. Carl had Kenny Chesney, Guns N' Roses, and he's hoping to see Luke Combs in October in Vegas and December, Boston. Still happen. Well, yeah, we made a pact, one, to keep all the concerts on the calendar so we would know when we were missing them, because we were, you know,
like being
martyrs
depressed
like that. So going back to March, our last couple shows that we saw were Shovels and Rope, Sturgill Simpson, Lynam, and Post Malone, and Them Dirty Roses. And then we missed, now because of the lockdown, we missed Rival Sons. With Rainwolf. Mm-hmm. Fantastic show that would have been. We missed Brent Cobb. Mm-hmm. We missed the Rolling Stones in Nashville. These are all tickets we had.
Yeah.
I've made more in Ticketmaster refunds than I have at my real job this year. I've made more money in Ticketmaster refunds. The Lone Bellow we were supposed to see, Theory of a Dead Man we were supposed to see, Collective Soul we were supposed to see, The Revivalist we were supposed to see, Lucas Nelson we were supposed to see, Whiskey Myers we were supposed to see,
The Black Crows.
The Black Crows are at the moment. Oh, no, they got canceled. Yeah. They got postponed to next year.
The Black Keys.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, speaking of.
Yeah.
We got that canceled and Black Keys as well.
We had a killer year until the corona.
We possibly were going to see Unknown Henson. Now he's rescheduled. This is Unknown that sits behind me on the podcast. But we were going to watch him. He is postponed now as well. So we had a bunch. We're supposed to see St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Orange Beach. That would have been a great show. So, we lost a lot of concerts.
Yeah, so I think it was just concerts that we were planning on. Nothing.
So far, vacation hadn't got postponed.
Yeah.
That is supposed to be coming up next week. We'll see what happens there. And then also, I'm a part of the Alabama High School Mountain Biking League. I do their announcing. Clearly, as you can see me, I do not get on the bike, but I do their announcing, and that season got canceled, so that was a big thing on my calendar that got canceled. So,
yeah. Well, I do have races that got postponed.
You race in Barbarian Challenges and Spartan Races and Warrior Dashes and
Bone Frogs
and all those, basically where you run, crawl through the mud, and they tase you. And hit you with a beanbag out of a buckshot, out of a shotgun, and you pay them for it. So we got that going, and you got all those canceled, basically.
Yeah. Well, they got moved, so, but I don't have my hopes up. Yeah. I don't have my hopes up, even though they got moved, but I don't know. I'm still training for them.
It's just, there's a lot of moving parts for those. All right, Josh Nunley says, ask Cassio, if you were making the live-action Tiger King TV show,
ooh,
who would be your dream cast?
Dream cast? Well,
Who's Joe Exotic?
David Spade.
David Spade's funny.
100%. I mean,
David Spade as Joe Exotic. I want to cast myself as the jet ski guy. Then apparently got arrested for a lemur, and then was a snitch.
Yeah,
and then ends the deal on the jet ski. It's my favorite scene of any cinematic history. Is the guy on the jet ski?
I think Nick Cage should still be in it, but he's going to be the other dude with the bandana and the legs,
oh,
the harem.
He should be. Yeah, what's that guy's name?
I don't know. The dude that now owns it.
Yeah.
That's definitely him.
The Tiger King cast.
Now, Carol Baskin. Who would be Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin.
I don't know.
Kathy Bates.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, she'd be great.
Perfect. Who would be your husband?
Jeff Lowe. That's who you're thinking
Lowe,
of.
Jeff Lowe, yeah. Nick Cage is Jeff Lowe.
Who could be your husband? Dr. Fauci?
How about Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi as his as her husband that's alive?
Yes.
Who's Doc Antle?
Oh.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
I could see him hamming it up. Fake ponytail with the safari outfit.
Just add some humor.
Yeah. And then we got, who's Rick Kirkman, the news guy?
The news guy. Oh, man.
That could be somebody old. That'd be a good one to get.
Who would be that person?
He's like an old smoker. Or like a hat.
I don't know.
He's the wild card, but I think me as the guy who snitched. We got Will Ferrell as Doc Antle. Nick Cage as Jeff Lowe. Kathy Bates as Carol Baskin.
What
and
about the dude
David Spade
that was
as Joe Exotic?
Who was in Crocodile Dundee? Who's that guy? What's his name?
I don't know. Hogan? Something Hogan, maybe? Like way back in the day?
Yes. Yeah, that guy.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, is he still alive? Is he still with us?
I don't know.
Condolences if he's not. Yeah, Paul Hogan.
Yeah. He looks like him.
He could. He could. That's a pretty good jam. That's a pretty good jam.
Yeah.
Paul Hogan. I don't know if he's still with us, boo. Let's see.
We can do a CGI version of him.
Born in 1939. That is. He's 80 if he's alive. I mean, he'd fit the bill.
Yeah.
If we could get it. That'd be a jam. If we could get him in, that'd be a pretty good jam.
Our cast, so we could do whatever we want.
Sure. We'll prop him up and go. Ryan Gill says, ask Cassio, tell us a funny Tony Schiavone story. Do you have a funny Tony Schiavone story? I mean, look, the one thing about Tony is he's pretty open. He'll tell you his stories that are out there.
Uh-huh. I mean, when he came over with Lois and I got her hooked on moonshine.
Yeah.
Not just any moonshine. Like, this is, like, it was called Mocha Java moonshine. I mean, it's sugar and alcohol. Like, it's just moonshine coffee. And it's delicious. And she tried it.
Yeah.
And
y'all hit it off.
Yeah, she.
Y'all absolutely
awesome.
Hit it off.
She's hilarious.
She ordered some when she got back to her house.
Yeah, because it's right where
it was
they
a
live.
Problem.
Yeah,
it was an issue. You almost broke up Tony and Lois. Yes.
What a case!
And the last one from our Facebook that we'll choose here. If we move on to Twitter, Jack Wolf says, "Who wins in a shoot fight, Jim Ross or Tony Schiavone?"
I think Tony Schiavone. He's been
really.
Yeah, he's getting fit. He's
JR's a scrapper though.
I know, but he's agile. He's just like
he's from Texas. I mean, Oklahoma.
Would he bring a gun? To
I mean,
a
would
fight?
You? Would you? I was about to say, would you bet against anybody in a damn cowboy hat in a fight? Oh,
I don't know.
That's pretty. I mean, first of all, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to go down, I'm here for it.
That would
okay?
be a fight to watch.
I'm definitely watching. I think I'd lean JR.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think.
I think he's scrappy.
Yeah.
Oklahoma Ranch guy.
I'm just going for agility and speed. I think that's.
Agility and speed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, Tony's got long fingernails. He might rake the eyes.
Woo!
He can rake the eyes. I think it's close. I think it's JR. You're going Schiavone?
Yes.
Which, by the way, that means, first of all, Schiavone's not going to listen to this. He might watch it since you're on there. And he's going to be freaked out because you keep looking at yourself and not the camera.
I need to look. Do the Mansell look.
Yeah. That'll get photoshopped. All right. Let's go to our Twitter. By the way, Tony's not going to listen. Okay. But clearly somebody will chime back in and tell him that I didn't pick him. All right, going to our Twitter feed, at Cassio's Cut, Derek Hernstrom says, would you send nudes to a stranger or send nudes to an ex if you had to choose? Right now, if I said you got to send a nude.
I guess to a stranger.
A stranger?
Yeah.
Like just dial a number?
Yeah. And then block him.
And then block him.
Yeah, like, there you go.
Are you going? But an ex, at least you would know it's fine.
No, it's not fine.
Well, not fine. Easy. Let's not get a divorce here on the camera. I mean,
you don't know what they're going to do to him. Like, you know. At least.
Are you saying it would get out?
Yeah.
Potential for bad blood.
Uh-huh.
I mean, luckily, you don't. There's no exes that have nudes of you, right?
Of course not. As before. Cameras.
Cameras? You're 22. You were born with a cell phone in your hand. All right, Derek. I think stranger's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just send it and be done with it. Never answer it. Never reply.
Yep, that's it.
Let's see. We got Donnie. He's Dante Doom on Twitter. He says, at Cassio's Cut, if you and at Hey, it's Conrad... was the mega powers, which one would you be, Hulk or Macho? So if me, you know, the mega powers is when Macho Man and Hulk Hogan teamed up to be a tag team.
Okay.
They became the mega powers.
Okay.
So if that was the case, me and Conrad, which one of us would be Hulk Hogan? Which one of us would be Macho Man?
I think Conrad's more Hulk Hogan.
I was leaning Conrad as Hulk.
Yeah.
One, he's bigger than Macho Man. So he's a little bit bigger than me. We're both big dudes.
Yeah. And he's more like, I don't know. Seems like he would make business deals.
Makes business deals?
I don't know.
Does Hulk Hogan seem like he makes business deals?
More than Macho Man.
Macho Man had a Slim Jim sponsorship. He was wheeling and dealing.
Well, I'm talking about like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess not in real life, but...
On screen?
Yeah,
He's making moves?
Yeah.
Hogan was making moves? I do, for some reason. I pictured him as Hogan and me as Macho.
Just because you're a little more wilder.
A little more wilder. Give us your best Macho Man impression.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to eat Slim Jim.
Give us your Hulk Hogan impression.
I don't know how he sounds.
I don't know how he sounds. You just pose. All you got to do is pose. There you go. All right. RJ Krasinski says, if you had to sacrifice one of your friends to save Judy, who would it be? And vice versa.
Oh.
If I had to sacrifice a friend to save you, who would I sacrifice? This is tough.
That's a you question, not me.
I'm going to go my co-host, Jimbo, on the radio station. He's lived a long life anyway.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's got two banged up shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be Jimbo. He's had a long run. Plus he's a nice guy. He would understand if I said, Jimbo, to save Judy, I have to sacrifice you. Don't you think he would do it?
Yeah.
He'd be a martyr. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go Jimbo.
I can't.
Should I pick Jimbo?
Yeah.
All right. So we saved you because of Jimbo. Just remember that.
I'll pick Jimbo too.
We're both sacrificing Jimbo. Bruce Mitchell. Yeah. Bruce Mitchell from the Torch, Pro Wrestling Torch. He says, who's funnier in real life? You or him, Judy?
Who?
Bruce Mitchell wants to know who's funnier, me or you? In real life.
Oh, real life? You're more funny. You're funnier than me.
She makes me laugh all the time.
You're so sweet. Mm-hmm. Are you doing?
Social distancing, woman.
What?
let's see. I am Mongo 1984. Rob says, ask Judy to please say rural. And is it true that she's a shoot rocket scientist?
First of all, we got our chickens from Rooking. I guess shoot means real.
Yeah. She is an engineer that works on spacecraft. Is that the best part? Actually, now you've switched.
Yeah.
Well, we can't talk about it, but.
I mean, I work on.
You're an engineer that works on
defense stuff, like this.
Yes, defense contract.
Yeah,
things
for America.
Okay,
it's all for America.
That's the first time you looked at the camera and you delivered that America stern, buddy. All right. Yes. So she was working on spacecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Now she switched to defense projects. We'll say that. Let's see. Going to our Twitter feed, Booble MT Booble. Who's always coming through in the clutch on the P.O. boxes. He says, what's your Mount Rushmore of mountains?
I mean, I've been to, what's that one?
You've been to some mountains?
I think Mount Helen. Is that the one in Washington
State? Sounds legit.
I think so.
Now, my family is from a tiny mountain. They call it a mountain, but it's a large hill. I mean, it's technically a mountain, but it's Nakalula Mountain.
Okay. We went to Mount Dora. That was a good one.
We went to Mount Dora, Florida. Yes, we did do that.
I got the t-shirt.
You got the t-shirt to prove it. I mean, if not that we've been to, but just mountains in general, you got to sling the Himalayas in there.
Oh, yeah.
And the Alps. You got to throw them in there.
Mount Everest.
What are you just doing mounts? I've been to a place, I think it was in Birmingham, called Yogurt Mountain. It was pretty strong. Yeah. That's where you get the yogurt and you add your own toppings. That's pretty strong.
Mountain High is pretty cool, too.
Mountain High Outfitters. Okay, we're getting off track here. Let's see. Joseph Miles, at Real Joseph Miles, says, we have seen pudding, mud, and Jell-O matches before in wrestling. Why haven't we seen a mashed potato match? Ooh. That would be ratings. Well, he's right.
Yeah, that'd be good. How about one with like a fear factor in there? So you have Joe Rogan like announcing it, and there's like you're in the worms, or you're in like roaches, or snakes.
Snake wrestling in a pit of snakes.
Yes, I need fear factor.
So not just wrestling. Jake the Snake. You're talking about a whole pit of snakes.
Yeah, you know how they like put their feet in it.
So you want people to die?
No, you don't die.
You do die.
No.
It's a pit of snakes.
Did anybody die on Fear Factor? No.
Well, they were like eating elk penis. They were just they put their hands in like a thing of snakes.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay. So yeah. you want exotic animals on the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Mashed potatoes would be a rating hit. I'm in. Mm-hmm. Maybe unless you had a lot of gravy, maybe it doesn't show up on television as well as Jell-O. Mm-hmm. And mud and pudding. It's got all the dark colors. Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes white. It's just kind of hard to. I don't think it pops as much.
Yeah.
They need to. And I'm, by the way, I'm for save the taters. Save them all for me. Let's don't be ruining them and wasting them on a wrestling match. Save the taters. He also, Joseph Miles, says, who is on your Mount Rushmore of wrestling families?
Ooh, okay.
Do you even... I can't wait to see if you know wrestling families.
Okay. All right. So the Von Erichs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why do you know the Von Erichs?
From Dark Side of the Ring.
It's your favorite episode of Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, just like... It's just fascinating. Like, this family had this... Almost like a real life series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awful, but he just like lived through it. And he's living in Hawaii. Living it up.
All the Von Erichs. So you got the Von Erichs are on your Mount Rushmore wrestling
family. Savage's family. The Poffos.
Yeah, you worked with Lenny Poffo.
Yeah, they seem pretty cool. we just watched.
You didn't know it was his brother at the time.
No, I did not.
You just had to work with him at his autograph table. Mm-hmm. What was he like? People's going to ask what he's like.
Extremely sweet.
Yes.
Very nice. I like telling stories. He would tell me stories of all the other wrestlers around me. Like,
didn't he give you a kiss?
Yeah, when he left, yeah. Hmm. He liked my aura.
What?
He said I had a good aura about me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else were you a hit? You were a hit with somebody else.
Earl Hebner.
Oh, Earl Hebner. Earl Hebner loved you.
Mm-hmm. Because I got him a beer.
Well, that's life in general. That's how you got me. You got me a beer, and now we're married doing a podcast here. All right, so you got the Von Erichs. You got the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Uh-huh. And now the Hart family.
Okay, you remember them really from Dark Side. And your favorite, the brothers on AEW.
Oh, the Donkey Kickers. Yes. I mean, I can't ever remember, but they do that move that just like kicks.
It's the Young Bucks.
Yes.
The Young Bucks. Super kicks.
Super kicks.
They have a super kick party.
I've done a lot of exercises, and everybody calls it a donkey kick.
You call them the Donkey Kickers.
You do a donkey kick.
Which should be their new name, their new tag team name, the Donkey Kickers. And then Joseph, to wrap it up, also says, what is one exotic pet you wish you could have, and why is it a unicorn?
Oh,
all right, so look, we've got a bearded dragon named Drogo.
Drogo.
After something. What's Drogo from?
It's from Game of Thrones.
Khal Drogo. Yeah, that was his name.
Yeah, one of the dragons.
Game of Thrones. Drogo is the bearded dragon lizard. We have the tarantula named Shelob, which is from
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. We have a Python.
Ball Python.
Named?
Haku.
After the wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Because you listened to a Conrad podcast.
Yep.
Talking about how badass Haku was, and so you wanted your snake to be badass. Then in the P.O. Box episode, we got Hissing Cockroaches.
Yeah. Kaka and Rocha.
Kaka and Rocha. Kaka Rocha. Rocha died.
Yeah,
we just have Kaka left.
Yeah, Kaka.
And then we have the cat, Moose.
Mm-hmm.
Moose the cat, who stole the show last week when he licked himself on the video as we were drawing a penis. And then we have Hank the pit bull, Lulu the husky. We have chickens now.
Chickens.
You can't get another pet, but if you could, what would you go with next?
Next, oh gosh, either a goat.
Okay.
A little goat or one of them mini cows. Those fuzzy mini cows that are, I mean, they're not bigger than a dog.
Mm. Mini cow. Really?
Yeah.
I don't even think we got enough room for goats or mini cows, thankfully. But if I had to vote, I'd go goat over a mini cow. But we can't have any more animals, please.
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah. Got it.
Jenny.
Got it.
Your fingers crossed.
I hear
your legs are crossed. Stop.
Stop.
You hear me. You don't agree. You just hear me.
I understand.
Understand. All right. We've had a great time. I hope you enjoyed it. We've answered your questions. We did not have time to get to all of them. Sorry about that, but we'll do this again. Of course, we'll have a good time. Hope you guys and gals, hope you candy lickers are staying safe out there. Judy, is there anything you want to say before we get out of here? You've said it all.
I've said all.
Somebody, Booble asked, what do we want in the P.O. box? But I think the key is that it's a surprise. I think
yes.
That's the fun part of it. We just want to have fun with it. We want serious things, fun things, books. These are all been, you guys and gals have made the P.O. Box episodes mm-hmm. a hit. So I don't want to try to guide it to anything. I mean, you know, she wears a size medium. I wear a size 2X, 3X, depending on the shirt, whatever. No, seriously, we've had a ball of those, and I don't think we should guide it. I think it should just be... Boom, there it is.
Love surprises.
You love surprises. So thanks,
everybody. No pets. Like, no pets in boxes.
Are we done with pets?
None in boxes. I feel bad for them sitting in the box.
I think that's the only pet that can survive in a box is a cockroach, isn't it?
There's more. You can get
in mail?
Yes. You can get chickens in mail.
What?
Yes.
Don't. Stop it. Stop it. I don't think you can send that to a P.O. box, can you?
Because
then they'd just be sitting there at the post office.
That's where they get sent, is the post office.
Oh, you have to pick them up from there?
Yes.
Oh. Why'd you say that on the hot mic?
I'm just saying. There's a lot of possibilities.
You're saying no.
No.
No. All right. I can't believe you just said that. All right. We'll have a good time. I noticed in the background, we do have Mance, and we have our bottle of hand sanitizer down there. So, look, we're quarantined people. We're making it through as best we know how. So we better stop before we get embarrassed. Follow us on social media. Subscribe if you're watching on YouTube before you get out of here. And as we say every time, Judy.
Adios, muchachos. We'll be right back.
listening to Cassio's Cut, available every Tuesday, along with Saved by the Pod. This week, Saved by the Pod goes back in time to 1989, covering all things pop culture, including WCW Halloween Havoc. Yes, we got Funk, Muda, Sting, Flair, and a Thunderdome match. You can find us at SavedByThePod.com and on all podcast platforms.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.